meow. Bird goes tweet and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, frog goes croak. And the elephant goes toot. Ducks say quack and fish go blub. And the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say?
Yes, Barrytown United may not have made it through to the next round of the Europa League, but they brought a furry friend along, and that added to the atmosphere. This is the JD Welsh Premier League podcast, wrapping up disappointing results for Cardiff Met and Barrytown United as they dipped their toe in the European waters. More to come from the Barry game at Cliftonville in a second, but let's concentrate on what happened down at Leckwith. A narrow, narrow defeat for Cardiff Met, who really looked like they could progress to the next round. But it was the away goals rule that ruined the party down there. But let's speak to Jordan Lamb, who really sparked the party off within 1 minute of that second leg by scoring a goal.
As a team, as a collective, we're all very proud of ourselves. I think we put a lot of energy, a lot of effort into it over these last 2 weeks, training, like all the preparation. But obviously, it's a bit gutting that we've gone out tonight. But I think to come here and win on our home soil 2-1, we should be really proud of ourselves. And obviously, it was nice to get a goal. I was blowing after a bit. They like we did have a game plan, just try and like, you know, frustrate them. But yeah, they are good, so they should hold their heads up high as well.
Yeah, the game plan looked like it worked pretty well. I mean, it's taken a really good move from them to break us down in the end.
Yeah, definitely. We tried to frustrate them, keep them at bay for as long as we could. Obviously, their quality did come through in the end, but yeah, got the early goal, which is what we wanted, and then tried to frustrate them. But yeah, I think we're proud of ourselves. I think we worked tremendously hard. The boys come on, did well as well. So yeah, happy with that.
And how does it feel for you personally, having come back to the club from playing in England for a season?
Yeah, it's been really nice. Like, obviously, the boys have welcomed back like so well. So it's just good to come back today. Started, obviously, there was a few injuries in the club, so it was a good opportunity to come in. The early goal just set me up nicely. I was a bit nervous before the game, so yeah, just helped ease me into it a little bit.
Here's Christian Edwards.
I think there's only one winner tonight, and that's Cardiff Met. I think we've embraced the competition. The competition's embraced us, and the people of Cardiff embraced us. Phenomenal. Wearing out superlatives for the players. Proud, humble, courageous, brave, outstanding. Whatever you want to put to that performance tonight, the players are that and some. So, yeah, you know, disappointing we've lost. But we need to go again. We know the details what we need to work on, and we'll work on them.
And what have you made of the European experience? Because you've been in the headlines with your student status, but what has it been like to compete in this competition?
Hot. 37 degrees in Luxembourg. In general, it's been a learning curve. You know, life is a learning curve, and I've learned a lot. The players have learned a lot, and hopefully the experience will put us in good stead for the World Premier League season ahead. I'm just really glad we're back to our bread and butter, to be honest. It's been a fantastic journey in the European Cup. Bit of a circus at times, but we've had to embrace that. And I look forward to seeing Andy in the first game of the season.
Well, we heard from the crowds at Cliftonville earlier on with a unique chant, which has set the Twitter sphere alight. They brought a stuffed fox, the Barrytown United fans, for some reason, never getting to the bottom of it. Unfortunately, they were stuffed themselves 4-0 at the end of that Cliftonville leg. Let's hear from Gavin Chesterfield.
Yeah, really disappointed. I've just said to the lads now, look, over two legs, the better team have won today, and as a football coach and a football manager, you know, that's sport sometimes, you know, but I look at it and I think to myself, I just said to the players that the way they're feeling at the moment, the disappointment, the dejection, the hurt, etc., would be better for us. We'll have to grow, and at this moment in time, it's hurting us, but this feeling's a privilege. Many people in life don't get to feel this way, and it sounds strange, but we've got to use this motivation to get better.
And as a group of staff and players, you've not had much European experience. You'll want more of it now?
Yeah, thirsty for that. Very thirsty. Listen, today we fell short, and deservedly so. We've got to get better. We've got to get better in all departments. And that's what we'll do. We'll use this as motivation now to improve. But in terms of the feeling, the pride, yes. And all my staff and all my players certainly want more of this.
and knowing you quite well, you're a person that draws positives out of situations like this. And Evan Press is a perfect example of that, isn't he?
Yeah, he's fantastic in the first leg, and you know he's done well again tonight. You know, and this is what Welsh football's about. You know, it's about giving youngsters an opportunity to show their good players, and hopefully they can kick on back into the game. But these experiences are going to be great for him, but they're also going to be great for my experienced players. You know, it just allows you to grow. And as I said to you earlier, many people can go through not having the privilege of feeling the way that we do at the moment.
So we await to see what happens with our other two representatives in European football. Coming up next week, TLS play Kosovans and Connors Key Nomads play Kilmarnock. We'll be previewing that later on next week.